Well, good evening as we wind down this thankful Thursday, day four of the Spring Charathon here at Mater Dei Radio. Another incredible hour, more inspiration, more wonderful testimony that we've heard throughout this fourth day, this thankful Thursday. And thanks to everybody who got us to that goal last hour. It was a little nip and tuck there, but we have some folks to thank that got us over the top.
We actually went over by about $46, so not too bad.
Nice.
We did it. Yeah, thank you, Terry, for helping us get there. Terry in Milwaukee goes to St. John the Baptist there in Milwaukee, asking for prayers for family, and the Marian Prayer Center are good friends there. So thank you. The wonderful intention there, Terry. We appreciate you calling 888-823-5286. And lots of people going online to MaterDeiRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. Okay, new hour, Brian, new challenge, and this is a challenge. $5,000 challenge. So we've got to raise $5,000 in the next hour, and that will be matched with a $5,000 challenge gift of $10,000 for the total hour plus. So let's get going. I think we can do it. I have hope and faith.
That's right. That is the Spring Charathon theme is renew your hope. And I know mine has been here the last week. I'm visiting from the Diocese of Boise from Salt and Light Catholic Radio. My name's Brian Howell, and this is my third Charathon with Mater Dei Radio. It's been a couple of years, but I'm so glad to be back. And wow, we have just had some incredible guests and wonderful testimonies and stories that have been so inspiring and so hopeful. And I think this hour's guest is going to be the same, Brenda.
It fills me with hope. I'm so excited. Joining us in studio today, it is my pastor, Father Nathy. I made the switch. Our whole family, we've been at St. Joe's for so long, but where there is need, the good deacons go, if they're a good deacon. And so we did just kind of drive across town. Now, I love Father Nathy so much. I have grown to appreciate so much more the beauty of sacred liturgy. I appreciate his deacon most of the time, sometimes. Okay, you're going to have to talk to him for me, Father Nathy, I think. But it's just been so wonderful. And, you know, the whole premise of our show, View from the Pew, was that Scott serving on the altar, right, his view, and then mine sitting in the pew with the family, and they've grown up over the years, and how family life is affected, and especially the way that it is affected when there's a deacon in the home. And so when we were asked to move his ministry, we were kind of met that with a little bit of uncertainty because we didn't know. And God, you know, he says, don't worry. Why are you worried? You are going to where I need you to be. And when you follow God's will, when you align your will to his, well, it's just made even more better. So, Father Nathy, I'm so excited. I think your good deacon convinced you that you needed to make that drive up here to Sylvan Hill and join us in studio.
I'm glad to be here. I honestly, I've been doing this for the last few years, at least since COVID remotely, and I got the impression you didn't want me to come in. And then he said at a staff meeting this last week, he said, no, I think they would like you to be in there. And I thought, well, I always enjoyed it. Not so much the drive in here, but being in studio is kind of fun. So I thought, well, what the heck? I need to get away. So here I am. Love being here. Difficult drive getting here. Some traffic issues, but my GPS kept steering me wrong. And I lost about 15 minutes, but I still got in here on time. So it worked out. You know, the enemy's going to do his thing. And he didn't win. So
he does not.
Happy to be here. Yeah.
We are so excited. So, Holy Redeemer, we've got your pastor here in town. We've got in studio. We've got my pastor here in studio. And Holy Redeemer volunteers. Mr. Ed's been working back there. The phone bank is open. That means that they can take 4 phone calls right now. And then, of course, Deborah can take them. Sarah would have to step out, but she'll take another phone call. And then we've got to get this ball rolling. With the goal of $5,000, we cannot wait to the last few minutes. We have got to get these calls coming in, these pledges coming in, and we are going to meet that goal. Father Nathy, the theme of this year's Charathon, renew your hope. Father Odo Recker was in earlier this week, and he said hope is like an anchor tied to heaven. right? That's where we find hope, because that's our ultimate goal. And kind of, can you share with us a little bit about your idea of what hope is and how we renew that day after day?
So I do want to say hi to all of my parishioners who might be listening, to all those that know me, and everyone out there in Portland and Vancouver and Salem and wherever this is reaching, even in cars. It's really a pleasure to be with you. Hope. This last weekend I was on a retreat, and Father Burnaby, who many of you know, was the retreat master, and he spoke, one of his talks was on patience. And he spoke of patience from Aristotle, the great philosopher. He and Thomas Aquinas, probably the two greatest of all time. Aristotle precedes Christianity by maybe 500 years, but he's talking about the virtue of patience. Mr. Ed is in here taking a picture. And here's some things about patience, and patience relates to hope, and keep listening because it's really important. Patience is one of the universal virtues. It means in order for any of the other virtues to work, you must have the virtue of patience. It's like humility is another one of the universal virtues. You cannot be loving and faithful and hopeful and fortitude and all that without humility. Ditto for patience. And patience comes from the virtue of fortitude, strength. It's this thing, you've got to be strong to be patient, etc. So Aristotle is unpacking the virtue of patience, and he says, in the end, patience is not worth it, because every virtue has its end in something. And he says, patience ultimately has its end in the hope of something better. And at the end of this life, there are only the gods to torment you, or Hades. So he doesn't have Jesus yet. He doesn't have the revelation of the beatific vision of paradise to come and communion with God and a happiness and a love beyond all understanding and belief. When Jesus comes, it means that the virtue of patience can now be exercised in everything, because it does have an end, and the end is to patiently persevere to the kingdom of heaven, to the beatific vision. And this is, again, is only possible with the virtue of hope, that you have to believe that this is there and coming and awaiting you. And as you do, it's amazing what we can handle in this life because of maybe those twofold virtues of patience and hope. And without that hope and the beatific vision of what's coming, what Jesus opened for us when he died on Calvary and ascended into heaven, then all of this is just wasted, isn't it? But we know, and praise be to God, because if you're not a Christian, you don't. And you don't. And just, I was just looking at some stats the other day where, you know, the vast majority of 18 to 30 year olds have no religious affiliation, or if they do, it's very weak and they don't know their Christian faith, etc. And so they're just, you know, living without this hope. They're living without the end point of what this is all about. And so they're living in the present moment in the internet and, you know, video games for guys, and tragically pornography for a lot, and, you know, hair dyeing and nose piercing and tattoos, and this sort of like, there's no point to all of this. There's no end point that makes a sacrifice or communion with God reasonable. For them, it's like the gods, you know, and whatever might follow after death. But as Catholic Christians, we take so much for granted, and we shouldn't, and we should be aware and so grateful. I want to say too that this Catholic radio station gives hope to thousands and thousands of people, tens of thousands. I don't know what the listenership is, but those things that we practicing Catholics take for granted, we can't take for granted for the masses. We just can't. They're living without hope. They're living without the end of the purpose of this life. And because they don't possess it, they don't possess patience either, because that has an end. And if it doesn't arrive in a place of perfection for eternity, then it's not worth it. And you just see this kind of not only self-destructive behavior, but societally destructive behavior. And so this Catholic radio station is hope in the airwaves. It's light in the darkness. And even one little flame, one little lit candle in an eternity of darkness overcomes the eternity of darkness. It cannot overcome the light. So I hope that you will make a contribution to support Catholic Radio. Because A, maybe it does something great for you, but most importantly, because it does so much good for so many other people unknown to you. There was somebody who came into Holy Redeemer at Easter Vigil who said, it began with Catholic radio. I was just channel surfing and I stumbled on it and I started listening here and there and started listening more and more. And after a while, I was like, whoa, there's something here. And so you never know. It's just doing incredible good. So I hope if you're listening and you haven't yet made a donation, please do that. And it doesn't have to be a big one. You know, the little drip, drip, drip over a long period of time fills up a big tank of water. So whatever you can give and whatever pledge you can make, and you can make whatever payment plan you want, maybe if it's just a dollar a day, or even 50 cents a day, or whatever it is that you can do will make a big difference in the life of so many people.
And then we understand that 950 people did come into the Catholic Church at the Easter Vigil here in the Archdiocese. And as a convert myself, it's not only listening to Catholic radio leading you through the OCIA process, but, you know, you can't put 2,000 years of church teaching and tradition into that 9-month class. So you come out of that experience with even more questions, and this is where you find the answers.
Yeah, you know, there's the guy who does Catholic Answers,
Cy Kellett and Tim Staples.
Jimmy Aiken.
There you go,
Aiken.
Those guys, right. Yeah. But my favorite is that guy who does the converts. You know, he talks to people who've come into the church, and they might have even been a Protestant minister.
Marcus Grody.
There you go.
The Journey Home, right.
He's my fave, listening to that guy. Because at the end of the day, this Catholic faith is about a relationship. It's not about knowledge and information. At the end of the day, it's about a relationship with the incarnate God who rose from the dead and opened paradise for you. And he's waiting there with open arms. And when you know it's that relationship, it's like, wow, you know, hard to turn that down. The information and the knowledge and all that, the understanding, hopefully that'll come down in time. But so I see this radio station as being a conveyance of that relationship with the Lord. Not just with the information, but with the people and the relationships that they established with an audience they'll never see and meet in this life, but in the next they can. So please make a contribution if you haven't yet done so. And again, of any size, greatly appreciated.
We do have some folks to thank that have got us on the board so far this hour.
We do. We are getting busy online, but the phone we need to hear, 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286. We got Mr. Ed and the crew from Holy Redeemer back there ready to answer your phone calls. Online, you're never going to find a busy signal. That is where Ted got in. Ted from here in Portland says, hey to Father Nathy. So hey from Ted to Father Nathy. Thank you so much. Also, we heard from Loretta at Holy Redeemer in Vancouver. Thank you for that online gift, Loretta. And Stephen down in Kaiser at St. Edward Catholic Church, prayers for Father Gary. So thank you so much for those online gifts. And again, we've got a $5,000 challenge this hour. $5,000 to get $5,000. We got to bring it all in or that challenge goes by the wayside. But I have a feeling we're going to get it. We're going to get that $10,000 plus hour this time around, Brian.
Well, I think that the phone's not ringing because everyone is hanging on Father Nathy's every word. So what we're going to do is take a break, and we'd encourage you to make that call during the break, and then you won't miss anything. 888-823-5286. That's 888-823-5286. Or we can continue to bring up that internet at materdayradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. But that is a tall task to take on here on this Thankful Thursday. We have to raise $5,000 in order to get $5,000, making this a $10,000 hour. Help us out, please, during the break. 888-823-5286. Back with more Spring Share-a-thon right after this. Welcome back as we are winding down Thankful Thursday here at Spring Share-a-thon on Mater Dei Radio. All of our phone lines are busy right now. They're all full. You can go to materdeiradio.com, just like that person did, or the Hail Mary Media app and make that pledge online, or just give it a few minutes. But thank you so much for that phone blitz during the break. And now we can continue our conversation with Father Nathy.
888-823-5286. So you're going to have to wait a moment. So what we were expecting did happen. The four phone lines filled up. Deborah took a call. Sarah smiled and she took a call. And now Aaron had to take a call right here in the studio. So it is a little bit busy. So maybe give it just a moment if you wanted to call in, just a couple of minutes. Let those pledges get taken and then those lines open up. Of course, you never get a busy signal at materdayradio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app. Father Nathan, we are still in this Easter season. I think it's one of my favorite phrases that I always remember from Pope St. John Paul II. He said, "We are Easter people. Alleluia is our song." And when you talk about hope and renewing hope, I love the Easter Vigil and that light that comes in. And it's just a single light, like you said, and it cannot be extinguished, that new Easter candle. And that light is passed on to two more people. And that two light goes to four people. And four lights goes to eight. And then before you know it, it is just like this sea of light as it moves around that church and all the way up to the altar. And I am inspired just by the light of a candle. And that's Christ's light.
Were you at the Easter Vigil at Holy Redeemer this year?
I missed it this year.
All right, because that was my homily. You just did my homily. Thanks.
Oh, great minds. Father Nathan, great minds. Let me just say that.
No, but that you're starting outside at the Easter Vigil in the darkness of the night, and you've got that fire prepared, and you light the fire, and you light the Paschal candle, and you know, and it's it harkens back to the dawn of creation, that God existed for all eternity with nothing other than himself, and then he decides in the divine mind to create, and he begins by creating light, and when he creates light, he's creating time and space, because light is traveling, and creation begins with light, and but there was nothing but darkness prior to that. And so we remember that at the beginning of that Easter Vigil, that it all began in darkness, and then God said, "Let there be light." And then man would fall with Adam and Eve in the garden, but then the light, the one who actually said, "Let there be light," the Word of God, the second person of the Trinity, would then come into earth, time and space, enter the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and take flesh.
And the bell goes ring-a-ding-ding.
How are you supposed to preach when that's going on?
You are making the angels sing and the bell ring, that is for sure, Father Nathan.
So, yeah. So Jesus is the light of the world, the light of the nations, and he comes in, and it's such a hopeful time, especially after Holy Week, because it's such a hard time in Holy Week. And my Holy Week this year was, my Lent was so difficult. So Easter was extra special for me this year, and the resurrection, the hope, the life, the light, the flowers, the smells, all of that good stuff. Yeah, so.
Oh, it's been an incredible hour so far. We're already halfway through. We're waiting for an update to see how much of that $5,000 challenge we have chipped away at. The phone lines should start getting open here. If you still get a busy signal, you can always go to materdayradio.com or use that free Hail Mary Media app. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286.
What portion can you take? We know that that number is starting to come down, and we just want you to continue to try to come in. Patrick, boy, he has got a stack of thank yous coming in, and we appreciate all of our pledges. They are coming in, and we appreciate them so much during this hour with Father Thomas Nathy. Boy, they are getting a workout. How's Mr. Red doing, Pat?
He's doing good. He's sweating. I like to see him work. I like to see him sweat.
Little writer's cramp.
Hey, I've got a whole big stack of thank yous that we want to take care of. Judith getting in online from Vancouver at Holy Redeemer Parish. Thank you so much, Mike and Judy. We appreciate that. Very generous gift online at materdayradio.com. Also, we heard from Deborah in Camas at Holy Redeemer Parish. Thank you so much, Debbie, for that online gift. Giving us a call the old-fashioned way, we heard from Dennison Paula in Vancouver at Holy Redeemer Parish. Also, Pat at Holy Redeemer in Vancouver. Diane and Kevin in Vancouver at Holy Redeemer Parish. Thank you so much. Beverly and Chuck, they're also volunteering in the back there. Chuck was the one who rang the bell, actually. So thank you so much, Bev and Chuck. We appreciate all your hard work and all you're doing for us today. James and Mindy, thank you so much from Holy Redeemer in Vancouver. And finally, we heard from Cheryl in Vancouver at Holy Redeemer Parish. So, lot there. We are well on our way to getting that $5,000 match in. Almost looks like we're over $2,085 in. $2,085 in. Carry the one. Let's see. That leaves less than $3,000 to go. And I don't know the exact figure because my math is not that good. I could get the calculator out. But needless to say, we are getting close to halfway, but we need to get there all the way. $5,000 to get $5,000 to make it a $10,000 plus hour for Holy Redeemer and Father Nathie.
We might need another phone blitz or two in order to get there, so let's start hearing those phones ring again at 888-823-5286. Let's fill them all up, or you can always go online, MonterdayRadio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app. How are we able, Father Nathie, to spread that hope to others? Sometimes, you know, you go through that Easter octave, and then after that, I don't know, that Easter joy maybe drops off a little bit, and we need to learn to try to exemplify that joy all the time.
Yeah. I think that it's important for us to recognize that the cross will always be there. And I think that part of that is that our DNA remembers a time in which there wasn't suffering. And so we don't see suffering as normative. We see it as something's wrong and we have to overcome whatever suffering is in our life. Where does that come from? I mean, since we all suffer from, even from the womb on, where does it come from that we have this idea that we shouldn't be suffering? Well, it's, again, it's in our DNA. It goes back to Adam and Eve when they didn't suffer and then they sinned and then they did. But there's something in us that says, yeah, but it's not right. There's an injustice. So here's the thing. A Christian understands that suffering can be redeemed, and because of the suffering and death and resurrection of Jesus, that united to our Lord, that suffering can do so much good, incredible good. And if we can, instead of seeing suffering as an anomaly, something's wrong, instead just seeing it's normal. It's a normal thing. And it doesn't have to make me sad. It doesn't have to bring me down. It doesn't have to stop me. I keep going, and I can still be filled with hope and patience and humility and joy and peace and all of these other things, in spite of whatever the gray clouds are in our life and the crosses that we're carrying, because all of this is just normal for the Christian. They understand it, and it's an offering given to God, etc. That's something that we keep learning throughout our lives. We learn it more and better, hopefully, throughout our lives. So it's not just a concept that, I heard it once and now I live it. No, it's a lived thing that happens over the arc of our life, that we get better and better at living that. You think of a young person, a young woman joining a convent, and she's probably going to bawl maybe a few times a week when she first enters. But by the time she's 80 years old, she's like, no point in crying. I've got that all worked out of me, and I just lived the life, and I found this peace. A peace that the world can't give. So these are things, again, that hopefully the Catholic Christian is working on. The Protestant Christian still doesn't embrace that cross. They want to say, no, Jesus did it for me, so I don't have to do it. But no, we all have to pick up that cross. But that cross is leading to resurrection, is what it's leading to. So don't throw it down. Just as hard as it is, kiss it, cry about it, it's okay. But carry it and know that, hey, it's delivering you and others to heaven. I'm reminded of that all the time, that whatever sacrifices I'm making, it's literally getting people into heaven, people I don't know. And not only the people that are alive now, but generations to come into the future that that you just never know. You'll just never know. And I could just go on and on with these kinds of stories. So I kind of look at you and you tell me if I got time.
We'll make time, Father.
Absolutely. Tell us a story.
But contribute. Yeah. Go ahead. And getting back to the Share-a-thon, make sure that you call in or email some kind of commitment or contribution so that others can hear these things and they can understand the crosses in their lives and give them to God and live with that hope of eternal life and the peace that comes from our faith.
888-823-5286 is that number to call to make that pledge of financial support for Mater Dei Radio. 888-823-5286. 5286 or go online, materdeiradio.com or the free Hail Mary media app. So if you've just joined us, we have a challenge, and this is different than those matching funds. We're not guaranteed the matching funds until we do the heavy work first. So let's get those phones ringing. We need another phone blitz or we fill up all of our phone lines. Thank you for that call to get us started. 888-823-5286 or go online. We have to raise $5,000 in order to unlock the $5,000, making it a $10,000 hour. So if we raise $4,995, that's all there is for this hour, and that would be sad for Father Nathie.
That would be sad for Father Nathie, for sure. And then he would go back to the parish on Sunday, and then we might have to hear about a little bit more about suffering, right? 888-823-5286. That is the number to call. And Father Nathie, I appreciate so much about what you say about, you know, that there are struggles in this world, and we understand and we recognize them, and we're uncomfortable by it, and we don't understand that. But we have also heard so often from people who said, I was going through something and I was just suffering so much, and I heard Mater Dei Radio. I heard the priest online, and he encouraged me to go to confession, and I was renewed. Or I was listening, I haven't been to church in so long, and I was just fighting with God. And then there was Dr. David Anders on the radio going, why aren't you Catholic? Why aren't you coming back? What is stopping you from knowing God more? And they said, and I went back. So we recognize how important it is that Mater Dei Radio is on, and it is in a world so in need. I mean, we look at Portland. I mean, your GPS took you the wrong way, and what did you see along the way? There was people in need and camps on the side, and nobody has eyes to see. Who is going to be that people? Well, that's Mater Dei Radio. We've got to shine a light on the needs of the world and bring them to the one place where those needs are fulfilled, and that is to Jesus Christ. Patrick, people are hearing Father Nathie on the air today. They are calling in. They are pledging.
And they are pledging, and you know why? It's because they're inspired. They're inspired. They hear that hopeful message, and it resonates, and it resonates loudly with Lisa, who got in online at materdeiradio.com. Lisa from Vancouver and Holy Redeemer Parish, thank you so much. Giving us a call, we heard from Alan and Pamela in Washougal at Holy Redeemer. Also, Courtney in Vancouver, thank you so much. We really appreciate hearing from you, Courtney. And we heard from Chris and Karen online from Holy Redeemer in Vancouver. That's at materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary media app. But we'd love to hear that phone ring. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. Hey, if it's busy when you call, just keep dialing or go online. materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary media app. All right, Brian, I know you're ready to write it down. $2,850 in, $2,850 in, $2,150 to go. So well on the way. We're going to get there. $5,000 to get $5,000. Well on the way. Having fun while we're doing it, because we're giving hope. We're agents of hope today.
Absolutely. We're going to go to break to give you that opportunity to make that phone call. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286. So make the call during the break so you don't miss our final segment with Father Nathie. Or you can always go online, like Patrick said, materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary media app. As we are winding down on this thankful Thursday, it's Spring Share-a-thon at Mater Dei Radio.
Thank you for your prayerful generosity, and God bless you.
A portion of every gift Mater Dei Radio receives during our 2024 Spring Share-a-thon will be going into our Catholics Cares campaign, benefiting the Grotto, the national sanctuary of our sorrowful mother, celebrating 100 years in Portland as a place of peace, prayer, and natural beauty. Chris Blanchard, executive director of the Grotto, explains how the past is linked to the future during this centennial celebration.
The inaugural Mass at the Grotto was celebrated by Archbishop Alexander Christie. So now the bookend to that is going to be a Mass celebrated by Archbishop Alexander Sample. I think the cemetery is beautiful.
From that first Mass and dedication of the sanctuary of Our Sorrowful Mother on May 29, 1924, to the Centennial Celebration Mass of September 2024, generations have found inspiration through Our Lady of Sorrows on the grounds of the Grotto.
The Grotto is your sanctuary in Portland. It's a place for all of you to come, like people have come for the last 100 years. Spend time there, pray there, connect with our Blessed Mother. You will not be disappointed by the peace and the tranquility and the presence of God you will feel when you walk through the gates.
Recently, that peace and tranquility was interrupted by one of the worst winter storms ever to hit the Pacific Northwest, leaving behind a trail of destruction in its path.
We had 600-foot Douglas firs just come down outright. Then another four had to be taken down because they fell and got snagged in other trees. The gigantic stumps had to be ground out. We did lose an upstairs public bathroom that got a 108-foot tree, came smashing through it. But we suffered a lot of other damage, principally to irrigation lines that got torn up when trees came down, and sidewalks got ripped up, and it looks like there's crop circles in the plaza where the trees came down.
In addition to the havoc left behind by the winter storm, there was also a recent break-in at the Servite Monastery in the upper level of the Grotto that left behind damage and served as a very valuable point of spiritual reflection for the priest serving at the National Sanctuary of Our Sorrowful Mother.
A lot of glass, a lot of windows got busted, and there's some sacred art that need to be replaced inside the monastery. Our young priests, they're very resilient. They have to take on the burden of so many people that they've heard these stories firsthand, and I'm amazed at how generous they are. They're both so thankful that the perpetrator of that incident was not injured in any way.
Despite these challenges, the heartfelt support of the community has been uplifting for the Grotto's executive director, Chris Blanchard, and his team.
It's just a blessing to see so many people who love the Grotto and love what we stand for so much that they would give their wealth and their time to help us clean up what was quite a mess.
And as the Grotto enters its second century of service to the community, things are changing. The Grotto's Visitor Center is becoming a new interpretive center to help future guests better understand the mission of the National Sanctuary of Our Sorrowful Mother.
We've begun to take that visitor center, trying to make it a more educational experience to better connect people with the Grotto, better connect people with the Servite ministries, and let us better explain the spirituality of our beautiful sanctuary.
These improvements will allow future guests to better connect with the main themes that drive the mission of the Grotto.
We've got themes that I think people will be able to identify with. Our connection with our Blessed Mother, that is one of the central themes. The St. Peregrine devotion, people who are suffering from cancer, their families, other people with serious illnesses, receive a blessing from our friars, and that's going to be one of the central themes inside this new interpretive center. So it's really exciting.
You can be a part of this excitement. A portion of every gift we receive during Mater Dei Radio's 2024 Spring Share-a-thon goes into our Catholics Care campaign, benefiting the National Sanctuary of Our Sorrowful Mother, the Grotto in Portland. Make your gift now and show that Catholics care at Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Welcome back to Mater Dei Radio's 2024 Spring Share-a-thon. Renew your hope and join us in sharing this great joy by leading souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.
888-823-5286 is that number to call. 888-823-5286. 13 minutes to go. We still have $2,150 to raise in order to unlock that additional $5,000. That's right. We have to do the heavy lifting and get the first $5,000 in the barn before the next $5,000 gets matched. So please help us out as we are running out of time. It may take another bell dinger. It might take a couple of prayer shawls, but we need to start hearing that phone ring. And just like that person and that person and that person, ModernDayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app.
There were like five.
Yeah, there were five of them that
five
came in during
in
the break.
Row.
So I had to like get all those
in
there for you.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, good. So we just need to hear that phone ring. Let's fill all those lines up. Another phone blitz, and I think we might get there here in the next 12 minutes. But let's start getting those calls in at 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286.
All right, we are well on the way. $3,775 in $3,775 leaves us a balance of $1,225. $1,225 to go. Lots of thank yous. Thanks to Don in Vancouver at Holy Redeemer Parish. Don and Wendy, thank you so much
thank
for getting
you so
in
much, Don.
Online at ModernDayRadio.com. That's where Katie made her gift from Washougal. She goes to Our Lady Star of the Sea in Stevenson. Beautiful little parish out there. Also, Dan and Nancy from Camas at Holy Redeemer, thank you so much. Say hello to Father Dathy. And we heard from Travis at Holy Redeemer in Vancouver. Thank you so much for that online gift. Giving us a call at 888-823-5286. We heard from Joy in Camas at Holy Redeemer. Also, we heard from Jolene and Dave giving us a call from Vancouver at Holy Redeemer Parish. And this one, this is trouble with a capital T.
Uh-oh.
We're talking about Deacon Scott Aiken.
Hey!
Thank you, Deacon. We appreciate that so much for that gift and that phone call at 888-823-5286. One bell ringer would almost put us right there. So $1,225 to go for the $5,000 challenge. We've got to bring every dollar in of that $5,000, and then it gets matched dollar for dollar, a $10,000 plus hour for Father Nathy.
We just heard your interview with Chris Blanchard, and maybe a couple of people at that level with the grotto. So $750 or more. And of course, you can split that up $6,250 a month. But you get that centennial pack and that beautiful Pietà statue, four upper garden passes for a gift of $750 or more. Can you give at that level? If you can, please give us a call now. We might need a couple of you at $750 so that we can unlock that additional $5,000. $750 could equal $5,000, making this a $10,000 hour. So what an incredible opportunity you have to help Mater Dei Radio on this fourth day of Spring Share-a-thon. 888-823-5286.
And you know, for a gift of $1,200, we'll make that bell ring. That'll basically be it. You would be able to join us for Mater Dei Radio's private gathering at Backwoods Brewing at their new building in Hillsboro. That beautiful rooftop balcony, we're going to be able to meet out there. We're going to pray the rosary with their founder, Steve Waters. He shares so beautifully about how the rosary inspires him, how when he would drive back and forth from the different buildings, of course, out in Carson, they've got their Backwoods Brewing out there. He said he could pray three rosaries a day just in the time that it takes him to get in his car and go to the different places where he needs to be. That's going to be a really special evening, and so we would love for somebody to join us, you and a guest. That's for $1,200. And look, it's we have $1,225 to go. $1,200 will get you there. I'll make the good deacon throw in another $25, and that'll get us to that goal.
What a great wife you are.
He's a good deacon. So, I mean, someone's got to keep him straight and narrow. If it's not me, it's Father Nathy. That is for sure. Father Nathy joining us for this entire hour. What portion can you take? $1,205. All right. You can go to the brewery and the good deacon will give $5 to cover the rest of that. $1,205. We've got just about eight more minutes in this hour. So now is the time. We have got to get there. Father Nathy, this is where it really starts to get exciting. Yeah. You never see you get real kind of over the top excited about things like this. You maintain. Somebody has to maintain.
You're that calming presence.
Well, thank you.
The good thing is you don't really see me that down and low either. So one of the things about being a parish priest is you have to compartmentalize. You might be feeling absolutely awful, but you've got to go in there and preside at Mass, give a homily, greet people, and be the fly the flag, be this public person, and all that awfulness that's going on inside of you, you can't put it out there. So that's the upside. So there's like moderation and kind of balance is like, this can be a good thing. Say, I want to thank everyone who's made a contribution, not only in this hour and all those parishioners from Holy Redeemer, but all those other people all week long who've made a contribution. This is Audio Hope. Audio Hope is what's going in all those cars and all those homes tonight and throughout the year. And it's made possible because of you. So I really want to thank you. And that final plug, too, for our last 7 minutes. You know, can we raise in 7 minutes $1,200? If 20 people give, what, six people give, what? I don't know how I don't know the math.
Yeah. You know, actually, if we had seven people just call and donate $100, we would get there. $745 is now the goal. They are coming in so quickly. As fast as we can get an update, we are getting a new update. So $745. You know, you think about how kids today, you know, the instant gratification, they think of nothing of going out and going to Dutch. Let me tell you, Father Nathan, I'm embarrassed to say how many Dutch containers I see in my house. But young people, you can call in and make a pledge. You have a part-time job. You stretch a little bit. Okay, is it a suffering, really, to not have one of those drinks on one day?
Right. And you've got your allowance. So there's that, too.
Or maybe this. Maybe say, you know what, Mom, Dad, I will do this additional chore during the week if you would make that pledge for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a great way to do this, too.
I'm a retired adult and I'm on a fixed income, but I'm going to give up this thing this week so that I can make a donation. And what is that thing? It's maybe you go out to lunch once a week or something, and that 1 week I'm going to give that up and I'm going to donate that money. There's so many ways in which we can just move that stuff around for the true treasure, which is everlasting, for the kingdom of God that that Catholic Radio shares daily to thousands and tens of thousands of people. So again, thank you to everyone who's made a contribution, and with the last 5 minutes, I really hope that you'll call in or email in some other kind of support so that people can have the light of the nations. They can have Jesus and hope in their lives, in their cars, and that this good work can go forward, not only for the people who are alive now, but for the people who benefit in generations to come because of the sacrifices made today and now.
Two people at $30 a month. Can you give $30 a month? If you can, we need you now at 888-823-5286. Two people at $30 a month would unlock $5,000, making this a $10,000 hour. Father Nathie, if you would please leave us with a prayer and your priestly blessing, please.
Sure. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Lord, through the power of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to continue to bless Modern Day Radio and to bless all of its listeners, all the people who work here, all the people who donate, all of its benefactors, to help all of those people in need who need to hear the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that they too, just like us, can come to know, love, and serve him and live forever in the beatific vision of heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
And may Almighty God bless you all, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Go in the hope of Christ and have his peace. Thank you, everyone, for having me on this hour. I truly enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
See what happens when you come in?
And the bell goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Father. Father Napi, I am just so excited to have you in studio today. Thank you so very much. It is obvious to me why the devil did not want you to get to this station this afternoon, because it was an hour of glory to have you with us, an hour blessed by our Lord, and we appreciate all that you do for Mater Dei Radio.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, I think the door is always open to you, Father Napi, so don't ever think that we don't want you here, that we want you on the phone. We want your presence right here in the studio, because you made the phone ring and the internet ding, and that was well over a $10,000 hour for Mater Dei Radio. So again, to echo the sentiments of the good Father here, that yes, thank you to everybody that called, that went on the internet, and made that such a tremendously successful hour as we are winding down Thankful Thursday. And we are thankful for you. 34 years, Mater Dei Radio has been broadcasting that message of hope, not just across Portland, but across the country and around the world now, thanks to MaterDeiRadio.com and that free Hail Mary Media app. So, wow, what an hour. We're going to have to catch our breath, I think, before we launch into our final guest for Thankful Thursday.
Oh, it's going to be a wonderful final hour. You know, to be honest, I'm looking through all of this, and boy, we have just moved through this week so very quickly, and it does that because we have such a wonderful hours like we just had, and it just lifts all of our spirit. It shows us humility. We are humbled, and we are so thankful for all of those that call in their support today. So please, we're going to go into a break here in just a few seconds. Continue to call in. You know, I did not get a final confirmation, so I believe that bell ring got us there. Oh, we did get a thumbs up?
We got a thumbs up.
Okay.
Two thumbs up.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, Father Napi, thank you so much. Obviously, your parishioners at Holy Redeemer love you, and they love Mater Dei Radio, so we appreciate it. What a wonderful evening. All right, so we are going to stack all of our papers. We're going to get a new sheet of paper out. We have 1 hour left for Share-a-thon this evening for this Thursday, this Thankful Thursday.
We are very thankful. So maybe make the call, like Brenda said, make that call during the break so that you don't miss any of the fun of our final hour. 888-823-5286. It's Spring Share-a-thon on Mater Dei Radio.